In the Philippines, the authorities are assessing the damage following one of the year's most powerful storms. More than 1 million people were evacuated from their homes before Typhoon Feng Wong made landfall. At least 5 people, including a set of twin children, have been confirmed dead, but that figure is expected to rise. Scientists say that climate change has the potential to make tropical storms more intense. Rhoda Avila is humanitarian manager with Oxfam in the Philippines, and she's been telling me about the typhoon's impact.
It entered the Philippines last Saturday, and it ran from Bicol region to the northern part of Luzon, and a lot of the communities in its path were actually devastated with massive flooding. Most of the houses were destroyed and livelihoods as well. At this time, based on national government data, these are initial figures because the typhoon is still inside the country. Around 1.7 million individuals were already affected by Typhoon Feng Wong. And it covered actually around 13 regions in the country, almost covering upper half of the whole country with its destructive winds and rains before impact.
And the people who have lost their homes, are there places for them to go?
Actually, the displaced people are now initially based on government records around more than 1 million people. And around 700,000 families are staying inside evacuation areas, and the rest are hosted by families or friends.
The Philippines has had to endure a series of weather emergencies over the past few months. Can you tell us about those?
Yes, actually, Typhoon Feng Wong is the 21st typhoon to hit the Philippines this year. And it came at a time when the country is still reeling from the effects of successive typhoons and earthquake this year. We had a super typhoon Ragasa sometime in September. We have Typhoon Tino, which devastated a large part of Cebu and Visayas, and also some parts of Mindanao. And now we have Bicol and the northern part of the Philippines for Super Typhoon Feng Wong. But we had also 2 major earthquakes in the Visayas and Mindanao, a 6.5 earthquake in the metropolis, that is the urban Cebu, that happened in September. And immediately after 5 days, a major 7.5 earthquake happened in Mindanao, in Davao Oriental. So I think the impact of Feng Wong must be viewed within the context of multiple overlapping emergencies. The Philippines has been struck by these several disasters since July of 2025. And actually, it affects and stretch national and local response capacities, even by government, and undermining community resilience and their capacity to recover faster.
And do you then know of people who've had to move several times because of this series of events?
Yes, actually, communities in the northern part of Luzon, or the larger part of Luzon, and the Visayas areas, including Cebu, were displaced several times, if not typhoon and flooding. It's caused by the strong earthquake. No, so just imagine, since July, the height of the monsoon season, families in these communities have been displaced several times, and some of their houses or shelters are still not ready or still being repaired. And now they were again visited by a strong typhoon, Feng Wong.
And that was Rhoda Avila of Oxfam in the Philippines.